The hearing today kicks off in Boston on the lawsuits that the Department of Homeland Security have been slapped with for searching the smartphones and laptops of visitors to the U.S. without a warrant. 10 U.S. citizens and one permanent resident say their rights were violated by the searches. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Syra Hussein, staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Thank you for joining us this morning. What arguments will be made in this case?
So today we're going to be arguing what's known as a summary judgment motion. And what we're asking the court to do is decide, based on the facts before them, whether the government needs to obtain a warrant in order to search electronic devices at the border, which is our position.
So what has been going on? It strikes a lot of people as something they hadn't heard of to know that there have, in fact, been continual searches of electronic devices at the border.
Right. In fiscal year 2018, there were about 33,000 searches of electronic devices conducted by Customs and Border Protection. And what happens is almost all of these have taken place in airports. It's when people are coming through, are trying to get back into the United States, and they're basically stopped by Customs and Border Protection, told that they have to go through additional screening, and then asked to produce their smartphone, laptop, or other electronic device so that Customs and Border Protection can search through it. And, you know, in those situations, it's a very coercive environment. People are trying to run to make their flights, and they're basically being told by the federal government that we need to be able to search your electronic devices. And now, if you can imagine the amount of information that's on those devices, you know, it's such an invasion of privacy when we're talking about the government searching through every single thing that exists on your electronic device.
Is there a warrant involved in these cases?
No, this is a warrantless, suspicionless search. And so basically, for any reason, the government can demand that you turn over your device and they can search through it. And so, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, has the government revealed what they're looking for in these searches?
You know, what they've been claiming is national security concerns about customs or immigration-related issues. But quite frankly, you know, the 11 clients that we've been representing and the thousands of people that have been searched are individuals who are just going about their daily lives. And it's such an intrusion on their lives to have the government search through their devices like smartphones.
Is this something that local police agencies or any regular police agency would be allowed to do in this country?
No, that's the thing. Within the interior of the country, a police department or a sheriff's department would need a warrant in order to search through these devices. And so the government is using the border as sort of an excuse in order to conduct these suspicionless, warrantless searches.
Has anyone refused, and what's been the outcome?
So there have been people who have refused, and usually what happens is the government seizes the device and confiscates it, and so the person has to go on their way. You know, whether they're if they're a U.S. citizen, they have to be let back into the country. But that means that the government can hold on to their devices. And one of our clients, his device was held on to for over 10 months, and others have faced 2 months and 50 and over several weeks.
So the is there a middle ground here? I guess what people are looking for is how is this likely to play out if, in fact, the government, the Customs and Border Protection, is saying we have a reasonable fear situation here where we need to know who's coming into the country, and privacy advocates such as yourself are saying, no, you can't do that at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there have been cases before the Supreme Court that have looked into sort of these exceptions to the Fourth Amendment warrant rule, and they've several of them, including this most recent case, Riley, before the Supreme Court, found that you do need a warrant in order to conduct these searches. And so we believe that a warrant will offer the protections necessary to travelers so that their privacy isn't intruded upon without some sort of judge who's actually overseeing. But leaving the discretion to Customs and Border Protection agents or ICE agents is not acceptable.
Syra Hussein, thank you for your time this morning. Ms. Hussein is a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.